Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. I appreciate you sharing your time and energy with me. I do not take it for granted. I love you. Namaste. You're going to get a ton of value from this episode. At least I hope you do. That's the intent. So enjoy.
All right, everyone listening on Facebook Live and on the podcast. Welcome to this episode of Dante's Inferno. This is Camille, and I originally found her on Instagram. She had really good energy. I like what she was posting. I liked her overall vibes. She has a YouTube channel, and she seemed like someone cool to bring on and introduce to you guys, and she has good energy, so it's not like negative or anything, and I wanted to put you guys in touch, basically connect. So Camille, if you want to tell everyone listening a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's nice to do this. Yeah, I loved your energy, first off. That's the first thing I noticed. And so a little bit about me. I was born in California, and then I was raised around Europe. And now I help people beat the banks, basically, for any savings they have. My passion is just helping people. It'd be beating the banks or, you know, however I can. It's just nice to know that you can help people however you can. Because people helped me before. It's nice to be able to give back. So yeah, a little bit about me.
Awesome, awesome. I think more human beings should have this characteristic of being like kind and helpful. I understand like we all have our problems and stuff, but it's really nice when you meet somebody who understands the value in that, and not just from a selfish standpoint, but just like it putting the good vibes out there in the universe. It really does make a difference. And you know, you could just tell someone like, hey, you know, that's a cool shirt. Like, it could be something small, but it could have a really big impact on their day and their life. And we just don't know. Like, we never know what that word is going to do or what that, you know, smile is going to do. So, number one, that's fucking awesome. Number two, when you say beat the banks, what do you mean by that?
I help people with any savings they have. So, when you have a savings account, you know, the bank, let's say, how do you say that in English? Guarantees you an interest that will come back in profit basically on a yearly basis. And sorry if I search for my words sometimes, I'm juggling between languages. So yeah, I help people do better than the banks do. So I teach them to do it themselves, thanks to softwares, thanks to placing their money on a platform using artificial intelligence and making their money grow and work for them. And eventually getting them to freedom.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What's like the number one mistake you see most people make when it comes to like banking and stuff? Because I'm not obviously in that world, so I don't know the terminology. I don't know about it. But what's like one big thing that you've noticed?
Well, I think it's not trying other things. Just I think it's leaving your money in a bank account to sleep and not putting it to work. I think that's the number one mistake, because even though the bank guarantees you some type of interest, maybe 1%, 2%, or 3% on a yearly basis max, if you actually do the math on what your bank is, you know, that your bank's fees, you're actually in loss and never in profit. So I would say that's the number one mistake that people do in not making investments with their money.
Very cool. What would you say is your biggest joy from what you do? Like, why'd you pick that?
It was actually just a few months ago. I went to the US. I hadn't been there for 14 years, and it was kind of a big adventure to get back there. And I realized a lot of things. It was awesome. Super, super duper, yeah, awesome. And I was a bit lost, trying to find my way, really, between what I thought were my hobbies and what my true passion was. And that revelation, if I can call it that way, came to me during that stay in the US. And so I love doing a lot of things. I'm very passionate, very curious to learn different skills, different techniques. And I was having a hard time finding my purpose. And I was asking myself, what's my passion? What do I love doing? What brings me joy? And I was always thinking that, yeah, I love music. I love, you know, creating stuff, crafts. I love nature. I love cooking. I love learning new things, especially about health and nutrition. And yeah, I sing, I play piano, I love kids, babies, and I just, it's, the list is infinite, basically. I love so many things. So I was getting lost in that with the possibilities of what I could do. And during that trip, I finally found that what I actually love is seeing people happy. And if I can do something to make someone happy, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. And that actually, I started posting videos in December, and I wasn't expecting anything. And just after a couple of videos, I was receiving messages from people like, hey, you've helped me. And it was awesome to receive messages from people you didn't even know that you were going out there and you were going to help people in a possible way. So that was awesome. And that was the revelation. I was like, I can actually help people through this. My voice is actually going to help someone. And it just, I mean, you can see how I'm smiling right now. I can't stop smiling. It's just so awesome to be able to help someone else.
So yeah, that's
my passion and purpose.
That's awesome. Seriously. It's cool when you stumble upon that thing where it's like you resonate with it, you connect with it, but then it also has the positive effect, adding value to other people. I think finding that sweet spot, so to speak, is super important, especially if you have like, I don't know about you, but like when I was in school and like the many different jobs I had, I was miserable and I just did not like it. It was soul sucking. I worked at like a car dealership. That was terrible. I worked as like a AC, you know, repair person and construction, just jumped all over, Cutco salesman, and I just never resonated with anything. And I wouldn't say I'm like an entrepreneur, but I have like tendencies that I have to be, you know, free. I have to find something that's like self-sufficient that gives me joy, but also allows me to help other people. So the fact you found that, that's fucking cool. Like,
yeah, it is. I think you have to try different things to figure out what's good for you, what you don't like, and then figure out what you do like, and then put your energy into that.
I love that. I love that.
I'm lucky. I'm lucky I found this path so young.
So how old are you, real quick?
I'm 19.
19?
Yeah.
You have...
I got into this online space when I was like 15, just trying to find a way to make money traveling, because that's how I grew up, and I just didn't want to stop traveling, so... I was searching the internet. It was kind of at the time where, you know, you have to choose a career. You're going to go, you're going to graduate, you're going to go to college and university. And I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I want to travel. I want to be free, but hey, I still want to work. You gotta. And so I just searched through the internet, and then I came across videos of people working online, and I was like, this is actually possible, and studied it basically for, well, since I'm 15. So for the past 4 years, and finally joined, just a few months ago.
That's epic. What you're like, I said before, starting this out, your energy is really, really like high, not in like a bad way, but like, it's just very optimistic and it's fucking awesome. Have you always been that way? Or like, did you learn to be that way? Like, tell me about that a little bit.
I don't know how I was when I was a kid. I know that from what people tell me, I was a kid that was, let's say, easy to, I was never a pain. Well, never a pain. We are all pain sometimes, obviously. But
some more than others.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm being told by a lot of people that knew me as a kid that, yeah, I was always active and happy and curious to learn all sorts of things. But, no, I wasn't always like this. I went through different things. My parents divorced, and then we moved around. And what really got me in a bad place for a few years was a really, really destructive relationship that I had for 4 years. So that was from, I was 13 to 17 years old. And I was in a really, really bad place, not positive at all. And I thought I was, but I was just not, I was not aware. And I was being manipulated, but hey, all that is in the past. But now I've just realized that, you know, I realized what's happened before, and it's nice to know why it happened, how it happened. And now, especially what I can do next, because that's always what I want to try to do. I don't want to just stagnate where I am. And I always want, I think problem, I see the problem, I want to think about the solution, not just think about the problem. So yeah, no, I wasn't always like this. Came with time, practice, a lot of learning, a lot of researching, reading videos. I just, So I think, yeah, you say that I seem positive. Well, I try to be. I'm like, you know, we all only get one life. So if I'm going to live it, I'm either going to live it positively and truthfully, or I'm not going to live it at all. So yeah, I try to be. We all have our times.
No, that's huge. Like, damn, most people, just your energy, like just from what you just said, is the big clue in for me that you're going to fucking dominate like the rest of your life. And at the very least, you know, maybe not make billions of dollars, but you're going to be successful and you're going to be happy because you have that down. Like, that's huge. Most people, they do get caught in the problems. And yeah, I get it. Like, shit happens, you know, like you've been through a lot, toxic stuff and this and that. And I've been through a lot, fucking toxic stuff. And everyone listening has probably been through something, most likely. But it's the defining characteristic. Like, are you going to learn from that and move forward with that, or use it as something to cripple you and like have it be the story that you tell yourself? So you're like a victim and you like take pride in the fact this happened and you go around and that's like your story now. Like, that's your title you share to the world. People wear it like a badge of honor, but it's not a badge of honor. Like, it's that's holding you back. It's like you are stagnating, and it's kind of heartbreaking when people get blinded by that. So the fact that you realize, you know, how it affected you and how to move forward. And you chose to move forward. You chose, like, okay, I'm not going to let this hold me back. I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep expanding my comfort zone. Like, that's really, really cool.
Yeah, I think I was watching your live from yesterday on Facebook. And you said something about people being in love with their pain. And that really resonated with what I've witnessed through people. Watching them, helping them. My mom's a person that's always been helping people all her life, maybe even too much, I would say, but hey. And when I see her helping people out, I'm like, they actually love their pain. Like, at some point you can't do anything yourself anymore. They have to do it. So you're totally right about that. That clicked. And as you can see, I remembered it.
Thank you for watching, by the way, as well.
It was awesome.
What's your like approach for like giving advice to people? Like, do people ever come to you like directly? Do they message you? Does it come up in conversation? Like, how do you handle like giving people advice? Like, how do you go about doing it? Do you just like tell them? Do you like take a roundabout approach? I know it's kind of like an off question.
Yeah, I do receive messages from people asking for help, either from a video they've seen or a post. Often it's videos. And it's a lot through tweets, I think. I didn't know much about Twitter until just in January. I didn't use it ever. But then when I realized how authentic it is, I find it more authentic than Instagram. Instagram nowadays has automatic comments and people aren't really, it's a lot of show. Yeah, I don't know how you say that, but.
Yeah, no, you're completely right.
I get a lot of people from Twitter and from YouTube, but they message me on Instagram, which is kind of weird, but. So yeah, they do ask me for advice, and I just try to, you know, you don't know the person, so you can't give general advice or specific advice. I don't ask many questions. Sometimes I do, just so I can know that I'm not giving bad
advice. Yeah.
Otherwise, I try to teach them that we're all different, and at the end of the day, you just have to try things. So you have to try something. If it doesn't work out for you, then just try something new until you find what works. Don't be discouraged. Just try. Keep on trying. So I show them different types of things they can try, depending on their problem. And I tell them, yeah, try this now. If it doesn't work, you're going to try the next thing, et cetera, et cetera. And I say, at some point, what may be working for me may not work for you, but here's what works in general for different types of people. So that's what I try to do. Because even if I'm a student in dietetics and naturopathy, and so I'm preparing myself to, you know, guide patients and all that. And I take the same approach in diet. We're not the same. It's not one diet for everybody. So people have to try things out at the end of the day and listen to their body and see what happens and what works. And it's the same thing for the people that come to me for advice, help. Yeah, we're all different.
I love that. What do you think, how do you think about failure, and what do you think is the difference between people who fail and get like blown out and people who fail? Like, how do you think about it personally that allows you to keep moving forward and not have it cripple you and just like take you out?
Failure is, Okay. People get very, confused when it comes to failure and when it comes to success. First of all, if we talk about success, you have to clarify one thing. It's what's success for you? Because what's success for you is not what's success for somebody else. And then when you talk about failure, I talk about failing forward. Failure is not a stop. Failure is just a turn. Failure is just, I think, life telling you, nope, that's not what I want you to, that's not what you should do, or you were doing it wrong, try again. Failure is not stop, you shouldn't do it. Failure is pause, think, correct, and try again. And yeah, so that's the way I see it. Failure is just don't give up. Keep on going, change, but don't give up. And yeah. And there's also another way to see it. It's, you know, you're gonna fail over and over and over again. And then what's funny is once you succeed, you're actually still failing. You're failing to fail. So it's funny to think about it that way, but it's true. So in the end, you're always failing at something.
It's fucking totally true. And it's like, I think it's very prevalent in culture and society of like reaching this point of making it. Like once I get here, like I'll never encounter failure again. Like I'll be like the master of everything and I'll have it down. But the truth is, it's not failure. It's not black and white. It's just interchangeable, right? I was watching a Gary Vee video and he said that the only consistent in life is change. Like super true. Like we're going to keep getting better and failing in different ways, but it's not failure. It's just change. And if we can get comfortable with that, I think that's huge. And that's a lot of leverage compared to most people that you're, you know, competing with in the workspace or entrepreneurial space. So I resonate with that. That's cool. Yeah. What's something that brings you like a ton of happiness? Could be a hobby, could be a passion, something you're psyched about right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to see people receive good news. That's just, it pumps me up. yeah, I think that's what it means. Seeing people happy in the end, it's so motivating. It's nice to know that things are getting better for someone. So, yeah.
Very cool. Do you ever think about coming to the States or do you prefer France?
No, actually, I'd like to move to the States. Maybe probably because I've been living in Europe for the past, 15 years. so.
Wow.
I was in the U.S. for like a month and a half from December to January. And I really want to, I think probably move to the US soon enough.
I've always wanted to travel to Europe. That's definitely on my bucket list. What do you think coming to the US and being in Europe, what do you think is the major differences from like the two like cultures and just lifestyles and yeah. What's your view on it?
I would say there's, it's a very, very general question. There are so many little differences. I grew up with both, so nothing really shocks me. So this makes it a question that's a bit complicated to answer. I think it's the way things are done, the way you act with people. Like in France, just let's say, take this. When you say hi in France, you kiss on each cheek. In the US, all you say is like, okay, sometimes it's a big hug, sometimes it's just a wave. In some places it's a kiss, like one kiss, but that's the first difference. In France, it's very...
So is it more open?
No, less.
Less in France?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is less open, I would say. Yeah, and there's a lot less opportunity. In France than there is in the US, that's for sure. One of the reasons I also would like to move to the US is because I feel that I cannot excel here right now in what I want to do. It's weird to say it this way, but it's kind of like France isn't ready yet. What I do, what you do, there's not many French people that do it yet. we always have like a little, we're always a little late.
Like lag, yeah.
Lag, yeah. So yeah, I would say opportunity is the main difference. Then the food is completely different. Yeah, completely different. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, they're big words I don't usually encounter, but like, I think you said Dianetics or dietetics?
Dietetics, yeah.
Dietetics. And say it again.
Naturopathy.
Gotcha. So can you tell me a little bit about both of those? Because I have no idea what they mean.
So dietetics is, so I'm going to become a dietitian. Help people with their diets. And naturopathy stands for nature's path. So it's kind of like Ayurveda or, you know, traditional Chinese medicine, except it's more European and, you know, North American style. So basically helping people with their health, thanks to natural products, natural things, natural exercises, massages, and energy. A lot of things.
Yeah. I like it. So I noticed in your Instagram stories and various videos, like you have a lot of books. What's the top book you've read that has been the most impactful and why?
It's hard to choose. it's hard to choose. I would say probably, I can't choose. Oh my gosh. There's like Rich Dad, Poor Dad is such... So it's, yeah, very educational. So is Think and Grow Rich and The Millionaire Mind, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, which gets you thinking a lot. I really can't choose. But those three are, yeah, my top, I would say.
Do you typically read a lot, or what's your, like, way you consume? Do you prefer, like, audiobooks? You prefer just, like, hardcover books?
I read a lot. I like it. I read fast, so I think that's why I do it. But I have never tried an audiobook. I usually listen to podcasts. So I listen to the podcasts of the authors, for example, what they do, you know, different things. So yeah, but usually when I start reading, I never want to stop. I would even forget to eat. I would just stay in my bed and read, or go in the sun and just read and never stop until the book's finished. so yeah. But I never used to read. I used to hate it. And then I read more books when I started my business back in October 2018. I bought a few books, and I read 6 books in 1 month.
Jeez.
So I read more books in 1 month than I did in the last 19 years of my life.
So what do you think changed? Like, why were you excited about it all of a sudden? Like, was it because you started a business and you had a different, like, investment into it that you didn't have before? What do you think?
I think it was the drive, that I have a reason to read. It was like, it's nice to read, you know, like, stories of different people or even educational stuff. Or even for my studies, you know, about talking about diet or natural things. But it was just never... I felt like I was losing my time. That's exactly it. And also because back in school, you know, reading was seen as a punishment. So I guess I was never really motivated. Once I started my online business and got those books, plus they're really good books, and you know they're going to be useful in your life for something. So I think that's what got me reading.
Very cool. Are you religious or spiritual at all? Like, what's your view on that, if you have any views on that?
Yeah, I was raised Christian. So my family, everyone's Christian. I have my views. I'm neither against, neither for Christianity. I do believe that I was created by something, someone. I don't know if it's a person, if it's a thing, if it's, I don't know, it could be... the wind. I don't know. I know that I was created by something, and that I know for a fact by my own experience that if I talk to that thing, or I talk to the universe, you could think of it like that too. I know that it listens and it helps. And
I find it very fascinating, these different topics in society, like religion, spirituality, politics, these like hot buttons that can trigger just the most ridiculous reactions in people. And I like talking about them because my view is everything is on the table. Like, nothing should be off limits. Nothing should be like, I mean, some things, but nothing, you know, most things shouldn't be like taboo. Like, you should be able to talk about them and not feel. I read a book 6 months ago-ish called So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, or Ron Johnson, one of the two. And he talks about in the book how people have like lost their jobs over like a tweet, like they're making a joke or something, and it was taken way out of context, and they lost their job or like got a divorce. And I think it's ridiculous because we don't understand the context for things. And like the fact that someone has an opposing view or something, it's ridiculous that they should get hate, or like someone should have such a like intense negative reaction. So I like talking about these things. I know some people get uncomfortable, so I should probably preface before I'm like, is that cool to talk about? That's my bet, but thank you for sharing.
It's surprising when that happens. I mean, it's surprising. It does happen a lot. I think the main problem is not so much the religion. I think it's the fact that people actually react. I think that shows that they're obviously not in a good place themselves.
Yeah.
The real problem is what's not being talked about, and that's the reason they react. I don't know. I see a comment like that, even if I'm not agreeing, I'm not going to take my time, waste my time, to comment back and argue through internet to someone I may not even know. And then, as you say, lose my job or my marriage.
Yeah. Big time. I think, I don't know. I think you're right in the fact that people in a dark place who have any time whatsoever to comment something negatively, to do anything negatively really indicates that you're in a bad place, because happy, successful, abundant people, like they just don't do that, right? Like Beyonce isn't going to take the time to like go on YouTube and fucking comment, this was shit, I hate you have a stupid shirt. Like the fact people aren't aware, like more self-aware of like that has an impact on somebody. And not just about the other person, because like that's shitty, but the fact that you portraying that behavior is going to massively hold you back in so many different ways. Like the fact you have to talk shit about somebody else is such a huge red flag for the amount of results that you're going to have. Like we live in 2019 in a massively social world. Like it's getting more and more to the point where, and it kind of is already, like who you are on social and in real life is the same fucking thing. And as social media continues to get bigger, like as Gary Vee says, it keeps exposing who we are. And my big hunch for people who like don't use social media or you know, they suck at it, I'm like, you suck at it because you're living two different lives, and it's exposing who you are, and you're not comfortable with that exposure, and you're like, no, I'm not going on social. It's funny. What's up, Kelly? Thank you guys for watching on the live stream. I hope you're enjoying the interview with Camille. She's awesome. Please go follow her on Instagram at, what's your handle on Instagram? Camille? What's your Instagram handle?
I think I lost you.
No. How about now?
Oh, Contagious Cammy.
Contagious Cammy. How do you spell the Cammy part?
Cammy. Camille. So yeah, that's Camille.
Follow us. She's cool.
Thank you for watching, guys.
Say that again. I don't know why this is lagging. Oh my gosh.
Thanks everyone watching.
How about, can you hear me now? See?
Yeah.
Cool.
Can you?
Yeah. It was like freezing at some points and kind of delaying. I don't know. Do you have any questions? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I'm always, when I see you around on social media and your lives specifically on Instagram and all that, you're just constantly awesome energy. It's really dope to find people like that. When I'm on social media, I post and then usually I just want to get off of it. Unless I see people like you, and then I just eat up the content trying to find. I'm like, I need more people like this. Where are they?
There should be like an app where just all the cool people sign up and we can just network.
You're kidding, but I actually thought of that. Like, I need to do that.
It's, yeah, no, that's a good idea. That should fucking happen.
I think we should actually change everybody, and then Instagram, Facebook, they become the app, you know?
You're not wrong. I genuinely think that's a good idea. Like, we'd have to have a really good filter for people, though, like, to filter out people who, like, are kind of almost cool. They're not quite there yet. They need some help. They need to get there, do a little work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm at a loss for questions. Like, I enjoy talking to you. I think you have great energy. I think you're going to be super successful. What do you want to tell people? Like, what's your message? Like, what's your current thesis for life? Like, why do you think we're here? What's your reason for living?
Well, do you receive? Yeah, I thought I cut out. as the name says, I think, and that's my dog walking in.
What's him or her?
Hello. Sorry?
Is it a boy or girl?
A girl. Hello. Okay, her name's Zaya. Anyway, you're gonna let me do this? yeah, I would say, as the name says on Instagram, my goal is to, you know, be contagious, but being contagious in a good way. Because I think we're all contagious to the people that we are around every single day of our life. And the thing is, we can be contagious in a good or in a bad way. And even though we all have our bad days, we can't be perfect. Perfection does not exist. We should try our best to, you know, people talk a lot about influencers today. That's the big, big golden era of influencers. And I would say try to figure out if you're influencing people in a good or in a bad way. And, you know, try to be positive. It's like a blood type. Be positive.
I like it.
Yeah, that's the message I want to share.
And I was going to ask on Instagram before I realized that that'd probably make better podcast content. Do you have like a big, so like my big dream two part is like to help end global human suffering. That's kind of like my New York Jets thing. I don't know if that'll ever happen in my lifetime, but the other one is giving 2,000 people $2,000 to make 4 million, just like give that away and give them two grand to like change their life. Like that's the big one that I think I can definitely make happen in this lifetime. Do you have a big North Star? Do you have like a legacy you want to leave, you know, an impact you want to make before you die? And totally okay if you don't. You know, I hype that up a lot and like put a lot of pressure into that.
I want to help as many people as possible as I can. And I know that will change. Right now, I help people with their finances. And in a few years, I'm going to help people with their diet and their health. And then it might be something else. I know that, yeah, I want to help kids around the world. A lot of kids without parents out there. I really want to help in that area too. So, yeah. Probably adopt and all of that. So yeah, my big North Star is just help thousands and thousands of people however I can. I can't say that as you, it's dope to know that you know, you want to give $2,000 to 2,000 people. That's really specific. That's cool. I don't really know specifically. I know I want to help people out. Yeah.
I like it. Camille, thank you so much for sharing your time and energy with me. You're a really cool person.
Thank you.
A lot of people are going to take a ton of value from this. And just your overall, like, the content we talked about, cool. But, like, the underlying subtext of, like, your energy, your vibe, I think that translates. And I think that, like, people are going to feel that, you know? Because, like, people get caught up in logic, I think, too much. Where it's like, I got to do tactic. I got to do this thing. But the thing to know is, like, every single day, like the vibe you're carrying with you has the most impact, and you are contagious. I love that you said that. I love how you said that. Like you are, like you impact people, whether you realize it or not, just by walking into the room. Like we can feel it. If someone's angry or someone's sad, we can tell it affects us. So Yeah, it's my roundabout way of saying you're awesome, and thank you for coming on, and please keep up with what you're doing, because I believe in you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having this idea and having me. Thank you. And I could say all the same for you. You know, your energy is just like, I feel as though you're here. So, you know, I can sense your energy, although you're at the other side of the planet. So that's awesome. And hey,
I definitely want to go to France because it seems cool. Amazing. And if there are more people like you, like, that's a plus.
Okay. Well, hey, here's to seeing you in France then.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Camille. I will hit you up on social. We'll see each other. But thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for watching and listening.
You guys, hope you enjoyed.
I sincerely hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you didn't, then you just send me some coal for Christmas. But I hope you did. I hope you did. That was my intent. Hope you get a ton of value. Hope you had some realizations, epiphanies. And you just got value, okay? Like, your life is at least 1% better for having listened to this episode, and it wasn't a waste of time. I sincerely wish the most amount of happiness and success for you. Glenn and I at energyawarenesstraining.com, big plug there, energyawarenesstraining.com, we want to end global emotional human suffering. We have a product that teaches you how to heal your past pain and trauma, put yourself in a state of happiness every single day, and massive action. Right? Not happiness sitting in a cave, unless you want that, unless that actually makes you happy, but massive action combined with happiness, using happiness as a foundation, a platform to then take a disgustingly awesome level of action to get the things you want in your life, to live your dreams. But coming from a place of inspiration, not desperation, having to fight through it to make it happen. So with that being said, if you're ready to change your life, go to energyawarenesstraining.com. But besides that, enjoy the free content, free videos, free posts. I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me on this episode. You mean the world to me. I want you to just be successful and happy and just get everything you want. So keep listening. Keep engaging. I'm here for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.